Hi everyone, it's Jen from MindEye, and today on the podcast, the topic that we're gonna look at is about going forth, be what may, and being an A. So when I sit here as a stay-at-home mom and now a retired nurse and a military wife who has been through a few, I literally just can't even do it anymore on a go of force. I just can't even do it. And all that means is like, I just can't put a due date on things. And then I just can't do it because I'm busy. And then I just can't do it. Like, I'm not going to go and do due process on it some days. It's just not worth my time. And then when I look at it, it's not time in a coffee cup to be a pertinence by or anything of that. You just can't even do anything. And literally, there's just some days, even when the kids say, Mom, are you going to go take a nap? Yeah, I think I probably should take a nap and let us doze off on the couch a little bit. And then it got to the point where I couldn't even cry about some things. And then it went to, I can't even do. Why can't I even do? I just literally can't even get a GI consult because some people just can't even get in there because you're just behind. You're just absolutely behind. I just couldn't even believe it to the highest point of a degree of none, to the point of a type of constipation you just can't even get out. So when I said go forth, it literally means just trust. Like, I don't know what it is about going forth. And I'm like, you don't want to go forth in things. Yeah, go forward. That's what it means. Go forth. Go sting it out. No, you don't want to sting it out. You don't want to do anything. You just couldn't even do. You just couldn't even do. So when I actually do this and I actually go forth, I say, why am I fourth and not why am I last? And why am I actually going third? And why? I already know. It's what my grandmother taught me. Basically, you're going to go last. You're going to go last because you just can't get this done. Spell it. So when I actually get to the point of it, with my kids trying to chime in at times. And then you have all these regulations because incidents truly did happen. I don't even know if I should be on camera because pertinence is part of having it all done. Not really. And that is the be what may. It is BEA to BEE to be. So when you actually BEA, you have to look at legal and judicial. And then you actually have to look at policy and procedure. I don't know if there's any policy or procedure at being a retired nurse or a stay-at-home mom who's homeschooling or a military wife, but all I know is that because I'm a military wife, I am classified as that I know everything. I am dependent and I must know it. I must say NO. Well, I'm so sorry that I actually paid attention to my spouse's orders when he went to Iraq. OPSEC is irrelevant. Everybody talks about it and you can just, do whatever you wish. But always remember when you do it, you're under UCMJ. That's all you need to know. So when you actually go about it in a way unknown to be renowned, you have to say, why are you slinking around on my property? Sir, can you please show your badge? Please show your badge. Yep. Please remember you are n to park in my driveway, not in the field across the way. And you are to show your badge. And that is my life out here. Even on a dirt road, we were having instances just like the Venezuelan cartel just coming up and just doing it, even in a correct vehicle. Knock on the door, show your badge, and state your business. Otherwise, I'm going to tell you and put you in your place. I mean, that's really the reason why I can't go back. It wasn't so much the incident of the failure to follow policy and procedure at school and notify me, but calling Iraq instead. And that's just not classified. Out here, that's not classified. That's known. That was allowed. So I'm allowed to. Why? I represent myself. So when I did that and I recognized I just couldn't even do it anymore, I said, you know what? You just can't even regulate. You just literally can't even regulate. And that is why. No, we don't call the police about the trash on the property. They're all so crazy everywhere in America about this. You can't even see it coming. You can't see it. You can't do continuing education on it. You can't even have a sedan anymore because it's on your own accord. And then you literally. The CSEA, I mean, that is life here and literally being a nay. So, being a nay for me is someone who, no matter what, even though I said it correctly and saying the law, and that they can easily look it up and they have access to these records completely to policy procedure. You catch them in a lie every time. And it goes, I already know. I already say no. I already KNOW about it. And I knock it out and they hate it. And what was it? It's accountability. It is prudency. It is consistency. It is observancy. And what happened in 3 years to 4 years where it was acceptable everywhere else? And then all of a sudden, on a flip of a switch to the flip of the dime of the coin, you couldn't do it. Was it at the Army Navy game or was it anywhere else? I just don't even know anymore. I just didn't even know. But what I remember, there is interference again. So that is daily life out here. They love to put words in your mouth. And how do you know people are putting words in your mouth? It's still a containment issue out here. That's all you need to know. Containment issue. So what I remember as a visiting nurse, when you could tell they're having a hard time getting their words out, and it wasn't cognition, it was actually truly something that you just couldn't even get done. So you just sit quietly with them and you listen intuitively. We have 45 people out here right now in Connecticut trying to put words in many people's mouths. So that's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. So when I actually say that, did you hear that? That is how it is out here. That's why a lot of times it was my own discretion with my spouse after, observing our children. When he came home within the first week, that you couldn't get it done at all. We had to say, did he leave Iraq or was it safer in Iraq? Because they did pertinence place. I just couldn't even do DEI. So when I actually boil it down, this is my life all day long on a go forth, the number four, to be what may. I like literally, you sit there and look around. So that is why you're not doing a whole lot of videos. No. Is it a struggle? No, I just have a lot of people who want to chime in. That's all. So when I actually sit here and actually go forth, You can't even do it hard enough. You can't do it hard enough. So when you are in this position and you can't get it done, you can't even believe it. Just sit and listen on how they respond to you with the word no. Sit and watch how their behavior is outward to all of it. You can't even do it hard enough. We have to say everything was well until it was made known on what to do. So, on the flip of the switch of the smooth transition per se, you can't even do it from sun up. There it is. That's how I earned my husband's rank in the National Guard. Sitting there and having words put in my mouth. I knew it. I knew it. So I am the wife that does know it all proper, but not derogatory to where I am heinous like they are on base. So when I actually say, no, you can't just show up and do what you do. That is me slowing myself down so I don't get angry. I can't even believe how hard it is. So I let myself loose. This is how it's going to be for a while. When I actually sit here candidly and I can't get it done. You can't even do it from sun up to sun down to go it forth, go it number four, and yada yada, because you can't even see it coming towards you. And that is daily life as homeschooling. That is daily life as a retired nurse, still trying to get out of the field and transitioning and going forward on it. Going forward was the easiest. It was the ridicule of why I was staying home and that I was insane. But in reality, when I actually told them everything, I still had like a three-head look approach towards me. I couldn't even believe how judgmental to judicial. A lot of people went to the highest degree of none when I ate a pancake for breakfast. And I said, how did you know that I ate a pancake for breakfast? I had to say, you know what? You know what? I think detriment ensue. What is it? I wrote it out. You did a write out. I did not do a write out. And that's just politics in this area. They are absurd if you say, I did a write out. I can't even believe it. You can't even do it. Nope, not at all. So when you actually sit here and you act like this, they're like, you're not in reality. That was my own spouse saying that. I said, no. I am in reality. Look at that bill. I had to reorient him that day because he was still stuck in Iraq in his head, but he had already like done so many other things for coming back into his unit and for his day job that he just couldn't even believe where the bills were at that moment. He couldn't even believe it, how we as a family of five on one income could still survive. But what was the priority? The priority is no, if you have to pay the rent, it's an ill lease. You got to pay the light bill. Do the best you can, but even on a payment plan, it's unrealistic. That's 80% of America right now. They cannot pay their light bill. They cannot pay their rent or their lease or their mortgage. They can't do anything. And it was known, highly known. And then you get a little glippant and you say, it was known, and we gave it forward and we gave it fourth try, fourth try. You can't even do it. You can't even do it. So, since it was known, what did you do to litigate and mitigate and intercept and intervene and place a good intervention that the public would not be harmed? You literally have to say it. These are all the roles of a stay-at-home mom who is homeschooling, who has military. And I said, how did I get to the MWR? Just by sitting on my bed. Wow. That was a good trip. And I wasn't, I was still sleeping. They in their own way said, hire her. I said, I'm too busy. But in reality, we do this every day, just going about. Going about is not a bad thing on a be what may. To be a nay. Go ahead, I'll continue to be the naysayer. Because literally, it was made known that I am solid. I am in my own skin. I am not having any ins anywhere. I work my magic by how I speak with clarity and of clear sound mind and logic. And that is what I urge everyone to do. Try to be solid. Do it in your own way. That is what makes the magic move. Now, as far as being a psychic medium magician, I mean, that's just fun. That is just sheer fun for me. That is how I can relax and release. It was going for a walk until the incident occurred 3 years ago, where I have to actually get permission to walk a mile from the doctor because it's too much. Well, there goes my weight loss plan. Why? You gotta have a carry. No. She picked up on it. Yep. A friend of my husband. Yep. In the unit. She loves it when I do the podcast. Absolutely loves it when I do the podcast. I suck so well over there. You couldn't even believe it. And that's why I laugh. That's why I laugh. So while my kids are doing their lessons and I have like 20 minutes of quiet, God willing, that you can't even get it done without me now. You can't even see it. And this is how she is. So this is actually part of working magic, is that those guys over there had an incident and they cracked open. And when they cracked open, their pertinence came out. That is a go forth and go forth. And she picks up on it all the time. I almost can't even do it. So when I actually do this, I just sit and I take a break. I just sit and I take a break. Like, how many other women are going through this right now? I hear Illinois is going through this right now. Kansas is going through this right now. A little bit of Georgia and a little bit of Florida. And then I bet you next week, like five other states. That's what I see as a psychic. And then, as I see as mediumship, I mean, the earthbound spirits are so haywired on what happened to America, to France, that we're all in alignment with France on trying to do a go to hell ceremony on something that we just can't explain. And then when it actually happens, you just can't even do it. Why? That's why I said just hunker down. Snow is coming. It's going to be like Game of Thrones. It's going to be everything. Where's Jon Snow? Where's Jon Snow? It is landscaping and plowing. That's what we say is going to make the difference. That was my B. What my spell it. B E. What may MAY. So don't even get a start. And that is how it always started, where you just couldn't even do. It is energy related about going forth and forth and forward and be what may to be a nay. Now let's talk about what's being a nay. A nay is a affiliate per se, but really it's an urban term. It is those in the city. A be a nay is someone who sits solid after a severe, like random illness, like pneumonia, bronchitis, and all of a sudden they have to sit there for like three to a nine. And then when there's a three to a nine, you can't even do it. All of a sudden they're out running and they're running the town, calming it down that you can't even do it. So when we actually have this and calm it down, you just can't even do it hard enough. So all I had to do in my own way was the first select woman got a nasty gram about noise ordinance and if it was against the law or not. And everyone's up in arms in the small town. And that's all you need to know. That is how you do it. Just day by day, minute by minute, as it comes through. Yes, I'm paying attention to the kids. Yes, they get their health care. You're not to know where. HIPAA and Privacy Acts. Yes, it is not against the law. No, they have the right to homeschool. It is their choice. Go knock on their door if you want to see them. Yes, they will reach out in their own way. Yes, and not magically. When it's time, they've been through a lot. You just got to let them settle down. So, when people don't recognize that something needs to settle down, that means something significant happened, especially when it's an entire town. When they don't understand why she was working and then all of a sudden stopped and things got haywire. And that's all you need to know. So, with that being said, that ends the podcast for today. We will talk to you soon. Any questions or concerns, go ahead and give me an email.